So to say it in a simple way, the universe is a feedback loop. It's a feedback loop. You're actually in the Word, swimming in the Word, being changed by the Word, back to the Word. But when you look at it from a, if you want to use secular terminology, the universe out in front of you is a feedback loop. And the feedback loop is to change you in the inner man. And so if the outside is pretty much the same, just the constellations are the same, the moon, the sun, all the planets, the clouds repeat, the seasons repeat. If everything outside is just a repeat, a cycle, then what is a cycle for? A cycle's for a washing machine to wash clothes, and the word clothes goes back to cloth and goes back to clergy. And a cycle's for a birthing, to birth in a baby. So the cycle is a washing machine, it's a birthing machine, it's a copy machine. And so the universe will give you a feedback loop based on what you need to be tuned into. In other words, you have to be attuned. The word tune goes back to tone, to a tone. So the universe is pushing you towards the cross and get under the blood and be at oneness, atone, at one. A-T is blood of his cross. A is blood, T is cross. One is oneness, atone. So you're one with God through Christ, faith in him. Not your works, because your flesh is nothing but sin. Every time you get up in the morning, your flesh body is nothing but sin, and it's going 6 foot under into the grave eventually. If your body's going to the grave, the Bible talks about the body of sin, right? Your body of sin is going to the grave 6 foot under. Six is the letter F, which is man's number. The gravity of the matter is you're going to the grave. So the outside is a repeat Turing machine to turn you in the inner man. And so when you become one, when you get the mind of Christ, the universe has done its job. And then what happens? Then you become a law unto yourself, and then the universe responds to you in Christ, the mind of Christ. It's not you doing it, it's the mind of Christ, Christ in you, the sons of God. The whole earth groans and waits for the sons of God to appear. And so you start to appear, you're leaving, okay, so just like if you do a cartoon on a 2D and you pull it off the 2D and 3D and bring life to it, it's the same concept of you being a 3D cartoon, dead and trespassing sin. Then you get born again and you leave the 3D into the 5D. And so the 5D experience is the emergence. You make an appearance, you emerge. You rise up out of 3D and you emerge into the spirit. And so as you emerge, the universe has done its job. The birthing cycle is complete. Now, you're still down here walking. You might need some feedback, a sanctification feedback loop for a seat, you know, different areas of things you need to work on. But anyway, like, long story short, the emergence is going from 3D to 5D. Emerge. And then it's complete. And then so the universe, so once you get the mind of Christ, then the universe starts to respond to you. You're one with Christ. So the universe has done its job, so it's going to respond to you. Because it was for you, and it was created for you anyway. I hope that makes sense.